So it's welcome to my special guest for this afternoon, Amy Burns, who's the director of the Apollo Theatre. Is that right, Amy?
Yes, that's right, Kevin.
Thank you. Yeah, Amy, I thought we'd start by just talking about you first.
Okay.
So we'll talk about the theatre later-ish,
no,
but you have got quite an interesting story about how you first got involved at the Apollo, haven't you? And
yes,
it goes back quite a long way, doesn't it?
Back to the 70s, believe
really?
It or not.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, in 1970, John Hancock, who's the founder of the theatre, decided he wanted to build a theatre for the islanders, a base to perform theatre rather than just village halls and things like that. So with a band of friends, he raised the money to buy what was the Methodist Church in Pyle Street.
Yeah.
Then needed friends and family to help rip out the church and build the theatre. And my mum and dad, independently with groups of friends, came along and helped. And as they say, over the sawdust, looked into each other's eyes, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Oh.
So they got together.
So they met and got married as a result,
as a result
of the Apollo.
Of the theatre, yes.
Yeah, okay.
So they've been married, coming up to, I think it's 38 years this year.
Okay.
And I was the first official Apollo baby born out of meeting via the theatre, and have been there ever since.
Wow.
So
were you introduced to the Apollo from a very, very early age then?
Yes. There's many a story, and I think there's a few pictures floating around of me curled up on the legs or sort of underneath the gas fire, fast asleep, in my carry cot at work nights. And as soon as I was able to walk around, I'd sort of help. I remember carrying hammers and nails and things.
Yeah.
And I've just been there forever, really.
Wow. Okay. So right from being a baby, you were at the Apollo.
Yeah.
And you haven't left it.
Nope.
Since.
The only time that I left was I had a little break for my GCSEs.
Yeah.
Just because I couldn't fit everything in.
Yeah.
But not really a break, just a...
Yeah.
Yes, I am doing revision, not going to work nights, honest.
Okay. And you must... Well, the Apollo's, what, 42 years?
Yeah, we just started our 43rd season this year.
Okay. And so your mum and dad were there right from the start?
Yeah, mum, I think, joined first.
Yeah.
So the theatre was bought, I think, 71. So mum joined then, and I think dad was a couple of months later.
Okay.
And then the first season started in 72.
Okay.
So they've been there since.
Okay. And without giving anything really personal away, what was your what would be your first appearance at the Apollo, like on the stage, do you think?
I did a few sort of youth group. I remember joining the youth group.
Yeah.
But the first production that I think I was in was Follow the Star.
Yeah.
Which I think was in 1982 or something.
Yeah.
And I was a star, an angel.
You were a star.
I was a star, yes.
How do you be a star then?
Well, we were dressed in white and we had little halos and then stars on our hand. And when the star dance came, we all waved our stars and danced. That's how
so
you be a star.
So if you want to be a star,
just
that's
start,
how you
just
do
it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like that. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah.
How to Be a Star by Amy Burns.
Yeah.
And since then, so that was 1982.
Yeah.
How many productions have you been in since then, do you think?
Oh, goodness.
Could you count them? Or is it
I think I've been in lots because I've had little walk-on parts.
Yeah.
Been a maid in about 30 productions. I've done just like walk-on parts with no lines, and then just walk-on parts with the odd line.
Yeah.
And then I've done some bigger productions.
Yeah.
Sort of in later years as I got a bit older and a bit more confident.
Okay. And did you have to be taught how to act, or did you just pick it up because you were doing
it from such
a young age?
Yeah, I think I just picked it up. I just sort of watched what all of the grown-ups were doing when I was younger.
Yeah.
And you pick up things all the time. I did study at school when I went, did my GCSEs and A-levels in drama as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, most of it I've just picked up over the years and learnt and got better as I've gone along.
Okay.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah. And now, of course, you're not only the director of the theatre, but you also direct plays.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask you if you, at the risk of offending hundreds of people who you don't mention, is there a production that you are particularly proud of?
I think I've been proud of every production that I've ever done, because it's a great achievement, being an amateur society, to put on what we do. But I think probably my favourite production was the last one that I've just been involved in, which was Road. Directed that with Dan, my husband. There was a cast of 13 people on stage that played 47 characters. And we had different ages, different abilities. We had a few people that had never been on stage before. A few people that had been on stage millions of times. And it was nice to bring it all together, and it made it a real community sense of achievement that the play was sort of well received.
And is that what you would say the Apollo is all about? Sort of approach, that it's open to everyone and everybody can contribute in some way?
I'd like to think that everybody's welcome, no matter if you've been treading the boards, as they say, for all of your life, or you've just watched it on the telly, or gone to the theatre and thought, oh, I can do that. There's always a job for somebody to do, and tuck them away in a little corner somewhere if that's what they want to do, or stand at the front and be a star.
Everybody remembers now how to be a star. So I'm going to play some music now, and then we'll be back with Amy quite soon to talk a little bit more about the Apollo's history, and possibly also the ways that maybe you can get involved if you're interested. This is Kevin Wilson on the Monday Magazine Show with you till four. I've got Amy Burns with me, who's the director of the Apollo Theatre, and we've just been chatting a little bit about the Apollo's past, and we discovered that it is probably 43 years since it was founded. So, Amy, could you tell us about... Well, you can't sum up 43 years in one go, but could you sort of summarise that history for us in a way that... Has it always been quite safe, steady progress, or has the Apollo hit hard times?
It's been a fun 43 years. I don't think anybody will ever say it's been plain sailing. There's been different things that have gone wrong. We had a bit of a problem with the roof. I remember we had to empty all of our costumes out. About 40 years worth of costumes had to be lifted out of the roof put into storage while we redid like the lining of the roof to make it safe.
How long ago was that?
It's probably about 10 years ago now. It probably seems sort of not far away, but I think it was longer than it did. But I remember it was quite a trial to lift all the costumes out and store them all and then put them all back. It was a bit of a mission. But yeah, 42 seasons we've completed, with 7 plays in every season.
So about 300 plays
plus, it's okay. And we've done some double bills, so we've snuck a few extras in there. And it's been quite nice. I mean, some plays are more popular than others to get, you get audiences in. People that know the shows, know the artists, you know, that have written the plays, attract bigger audiences. Some are a little bit more of a struggle to do. But that's all part of the fun, I think.
Yeah, that's what keeps you on your toes, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I've got to ask, because I bet most people out there would love to know, what's been... We all want to know about disaster, don't we? So can you think of anything that's happened in that time, perhaps in your time, shall we say, Amy's time, that you would say, that was my nightmare, but I got through it? Is there anything like that that you can think of?
I think my best disaster... quite comical looking back on it now. We were doing a production to try and raise money for the theatre and you know, have a bit of fun at the same time. And we did a show which was like a musical show with lots of different songs from different musicals, the first being Les Mis. And part of the stage, when the stage opened, the stage was full of the actors and lots of smoke. So 10 minutes before the show, I went up onto stage and sort of put the smoke machines on full blast and to fill the stage up, and thinking, well, the stage isn't filling up with smoke. I don't understand. So anyway, kept going. And then all of a sudden, the fire alarm went off. And I thought, well, why has the fire alarm gone off?
Then
I realised that there's two stage doors that to go onto the stage, and somebody had propped one of those open. So the smoke that I thought was pouring onto the stage was going out the back and filled the corridor. and we then had to evacuate everybody. Which was not necessarily a big disaster, but they'd all started changing, ready to go on stage, and a few of the gentlemen were in attire that they weren't very proud to be out in the street in.
Okay, so they were all out in Pyle Street in their underwear, weren't
yes,
they?
Yes, yeah, basically.
Thanks to you.
Yeah, thanks to me. Luckily, it was a warm evening, and it was dry, so, you know, they didn't have too much to moan at me about.
Yeah, well, we don't want to go into that in too much detail, do we? Yeah, oh, brilliant. So that was your worst one?
I think that's probably the worst one, yeah.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Nobody was hurt or injured, but it was quite funny looking back, but...
But that might not be the best way of leading into my next question, though, because I was going to say the Apollo depends so much on people like you, because you're not paid, are you?
No, nobody's
paid.
No, all volunteers.
So it must take a huge number of people to keep the Apollo going. And are there still opportunities for people who might be listening now and would like to get involved in theatre?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We're always welcoming new members.
Okay.
Some people, like myself, I'm there, I think 365 days a year, it feels like.
Yeah.
And some people can just do one show a year. Yeah. That's what they like to commit to.
Okay.
But there's always jobs to do, be it on stage, backstage, or helping with the productions, doing coffee, ice cream, behind the bar.
How could people get involved? What would they need to do? Just come along to the Apollo one day?
Yeah, I mean, we have coffee mornings every second Saturday.
Okay.
Of the month, between 10 and 12.
Okay.
So you can come along, have a tour of the theatre, meet some of our members, and have a cup of coffee and a bit of cake.
So will that be this coming Saturday?
No.
Or we've just missed one,
so it'll be two weeks' time.
Yeah, okay.
Then work nights we have on a Monday and Tuesday evening. Not this week, because we're in the middle of a show, but they start again next Monday as well.
Okay.
They're between 7:30 and 10:30.
So a week tonight.
Yep.
If anybody would like to come along, maybe meet you.
Yes.
And just chat about what might be coming up and what they could do to get involved.
Yeah, look at the theatre
Monday night
and see
next
what's
week.
Around. Yeah.
From 7:30.
From 7:30.
Okay, brilliant. Well, thanks, Amy. We're going to listen to Ferric Dawn and Redondo. Yeah, well, Amy is looking bemused. The song is Love Too Deep. After which, we've got a few words from the advertisers who support Vectis Radio and make all this possible. So we'll be back with you after that and a bit of music. Avicii and Levels. This is Kevin Wilson with Amy Burns, the director of the Apollo Theatre. Taking a break from her busy life to be with us this afternoon. The final little section of our interview is going to be about what's on at the Apollo at the moment. So have we got a play on this week, Amy?
Yes, we do, yeah. We've just started our 43rd season with a production called Mind Game by Anthony Horowitz.
Okay, that's a famous name, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, he's written shows for Midsummer Murders.
I think that's
what a lot of people remember him from.
Okay.
And also helped with adaptations of some of the Agatha Christie
productions as well. And he wrote a famous... he did his own version of Sherlock Holmes, didn't he,
as well? Yes, I believe he did, yes.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that, but anyway. Sorry, you carry on.
Yeah, so we're doing his production of Mind Game, which is on Tuesday through to Saturday of this week.
Okay.
Show starts at 7:30, and tickets are priced at £8.50 per person.
A bargain.
Which is a wonderful production. Directed by Christian Mansfield. It's a three-hander, which is... quite fun, and it's
three-hander means three people
on stage, yes. And it's a psychological thriller.
Ooh.
Is what the book says.
Okay.
And it's basically about a man called Mark Styler who goes to a Fairfield mental institution to write a book about one of the inmates, and I won't tell you any more because
it might give
the plot away.
No.
But it is a fantastic evening. Well worth coming along and seeing the production. And
And can people get tickets for that just by turning up? Or
yeah, you can turn up at the theatre. The box office opens at 7:15 on the nights of the performances.
Okay.
Or you can phone the box office between 11 and 2 for the rest of the week.
Can you remember the number?
I can.
It's
527267.
Okay.
Or we have just started... new this season, dun dun dun, online ticketing. So if you go to our website, which is www.apollo-theatre.org.uk. And follow the links on the pages about the productions. You can book your tickets online.
Fantastic.
Through TicketSource.
Okay. And a nice link to the final question, which is, you mentioned earlier that you always have 7 plays in a season.
Yes.
So you've got another 6 coming up.
Yes, we have.
Can you name those plays for us?
I can.
Go on then.
We were doing, after this production, we're doing Ted Miller's Dracula.
Yep.
Then we're doing a production called Sherlock Holmes, which is a pantomime, ready for Christmas.
All right. Sounds fun.
Which should be good. In February, we're doing A Streetcar Named Desire. Then the next production is 6 Lessons in 6 Dances.
Right.
Then we're doing The Tempest by Shakespeare.
Yep.
And then our final play of this season will be a Shakespearean review.
Ooh.
Which will all be quite exciting.
Wow. So Dracula, Shakespeare, got it all.
Bit of Tennessee Williams, all no. rolled into one. So.
Whoa. And are you going to be involved in all of them in some way?
Yeah, in some way or another. Yeah. Either doing the bar, doing the box office.
Yeah.
I might even audition, so you might see me on stage if you pop along to one of the shows.
Yeah.
But I'll be there in the background doing something for everything. So.
And it's worth pointing out that Amy, like everyone else at the Apollo, is a volunteer. Yes. There aren't any paid staff.
No.
So you do it for the love of it, which is brilliant.
And friendship and enjoyment, which is what it should be about. So.
Yeah, fantastic. So anyway, if anybody out there would like to get involved at the Apollo, Amy would love to meet you. The best thing to do is put in your diary next Monday night, not tonight, a week tonight, from 7:30. Just turn up to the Apollo on Pyle Street, Newport, and say hello to Amy, and just ask about any ways that you could get involved. Thank you very much, Amy. It's been lovely to talk to you, and hopefully you'll come in again for a chat very soon.
Yeah, that would be brilliant. It'd be great to come in and speak to you again.
All right.